New year, new look. Make 2022 the year your kitchen gets tunified. From a quick refresh to a full remodel, Kitchen Tune-Up offers five services to meet your goals and budget. Visit kitchentuneup.com or call 810-488-9778 now to request a free in-home estimate. Let Kitchen Tune-Up help you love your kitchen again.
Another big hockey weekend coming up. It's Silver Stick tournament play, and it's the second of three Silver Stick weekends here in Port Huron. Nick Prevost on the line to tell us more about it. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us. This is, I think a lot of people are excited about Silver Stick this year because we didn't have it last year, so we're happy to have it back.
Now, that's a wonderful thing to be back in the, you know, Port Huron area with not having it last year due to COVID restrictions, but to get all the kids back in this town and have it this year is the main difference from last year. But one of the important things that's a big change this year is no Canadian teams. All you're going to see is USA teams this year. So that's one of the downfalls with the COVID era.
Yeah, absolutely. What are some of the other challenges that you've had in putting on this tournament this year?
To be perfectly honest, it was mainly contacting teams and making sure we had enough to run a tournament. A lot of programs, Port Huron's running, we're up and running. There wasn't too many breaks with their minor hockey. But like I said, with Canadians, they've been shut down here for almost 2 years. So they haven't even been playing hockey in tournaments or games or league play. So one of our major challenges was contacting the teams and making sure we had it, because there's a large chunk of money and time we put out before we even have this tournament start. So just making sure we had the participation to get the tournament running this year.
Absolutely. Now, as I look back on previous years, there were three weekends, and at least one of the weekends would be played in Canada. Obviously, that's not happening this year. So all three are in Port Huron. We had the first one already a couple weeks ago this weekend, and then next weekend wraps it up. Is that right?
That is correct. We had our first weekend, the first weekend of January, with our AAA, Pee Wee and Bantam AAA. And then last weekend was supposed to be, like you said, the Canadian, the Sarnia one. They did have to cancel that because of the COVID restrictions. And then this weekend and next weekend will be our final to our Pee Wee. Well, actually, we have a few extra divisions this year because of the changes with Canada. But we'll run our January 20th. And through the 23rd, and then the 27th through the 30th will be our last weekend of January. So,
all right, very good. What are some of the highlights this weekend? What are people going to see at McMorran?
You're going to see, like I said, USA team. So it's basically we'll call it not international this year. It'll be a small little smaller tournament in the past without having as many teams. But you'll get to see a few teams that normally don't come. We have actually three teams from California this year. So we have LA, San Diego, San Jose. Because we're getting that out west region, I guess you'd say, coming this year that would normally possibly go to some other areas across the U.S. to play their finals.
So oh, that's kind of
cool. We're
going to
see a few teams from other places we normally don't see. But and we also got two Port Huron teams playing this year.
Two Port Huron teams. Okay, who's playing?
Well, we got our Pee Wee, which will be the U-12. It's coached by Chris Nirenberg. He'll be starting action tonight at 6 o'clock. And then we have our Bantam team, who is coached by a local Port Huron player, grew up in it, Carter Smith. So we have two Port Huron teams this week and two next weekend. So a lot of hockey going on in the month of January, as always.
Boy, absolutely. Now, you're sharing the ice over there with the Prowlers, I understand, this weekend. What other venues are games going to be going on at?
We have two pads at Glacier Point out there on Dove Road. We run both sides all weekend. All month, I guess we'll say, all month of January, and then the one at McMorran. We always seem to be talking about things that have changed. You know, we've lost that pad of ice due to the pavilion closing, and we usually run in the month of January out at Macomb, but this year we didn't have to because of the loss of the Canadian team. So we're just sticking at Glacier Point and McMorran for this year, month of January, and hopefully next year we get back to the full swing of things. So a lot of differences have been happening in the last couple of years.
So. Absolutely, yeah. It's always so much fun to have these teams in, and especially, as you said, this year, maybe some teams that you wouldn't ordinarily see from out west. And I feel like that's sometimes, you know, if you don't have a dog in the hunt, so to speak, if you don't necessarily have a team to root for, it's maybe that team that you met when you were having lunch or dinner somewhere, the team that you saw checking into a hotel somewhere. Those are the guys that you say, okay, that's my team, we're going to root them on.
Absolutely. You see a lot of, we talk about this, you see a lot of ex-NHLers, Hall of Famers throughout the month of January, but you see the teams in the gas station, sometimes you see a boss or in the hotel. We had a team first weekend that only had 10 players due to some injuries, so I rooted for them. They made it all the way to the semifinals with 10 players. They end up losing in the end up making it to the finals, end up losing in the finals with 10 players. But to do that in that high level of AAA hockey is amazing.
Any hockey celebrities we're going to see around town this weekend? As you mentioned, ex-NHLers or anything like that?
Last weekend there was a few. You always have the Chicago Mission, who their organization's ran by Cavallini, Gino Cavallini, who's been around way back. He's an old-timer. But a few ex-NHLers were here last weekend. I know one was Greg Stefan was here, but not too many this year. So, like I said, usually you get them in the AAA, and that was last weekend, 2 weekends ago. So.
I feel, Nick, sometimes like we don't realize here in Port Huron how big a deal Silver Stick is, but it's well-known throughout North American hockey, isn't it?
Yes, it is. There's actually 47 regionals across U.S. and Canada where teams battle year in and year out to get to this point. These are the finals. These are the Pee Wee and Bantam finals. But like I said, a different change. We do have the Squirts, the Pee Wee, the Bantams, and the Midgets this year, because they're usually in Canada and Sarnia. So we've taken on all four divisions, just USA teams. But like I said, just to run this amount of hockey, it's great. We're in Port Huron. We've always had it. This is the 60th year. So it's good to get back and have the normal things of life going on, I guess you'd like to say. So we've been around 60 years. Hopefully we'll be around a lot longer than that, another 60.
Absolutely, I'm sure you will. Where can people get a schedule if they just want more information about what's going on with Silver Stick this weekend?
If you just head over to silverstick.org or just type in Silver Stick Port Huron, you can pull up a full list of schedule, past champions, you know, who's won it, past NHLers that have played here, came through Port Huron, and then made it to the NHL. But head over to our website. It's easy to navigate, has the full list of schedule. We start action today at 3 o'clock at McMoran and 4 o'clock at Glacier Point. So hockey will run all weekend, all the way to 4:30 is our final game on Sunday. So a lot of hockey.
A lot of hockey this weekend. Have fun, Nick. Thanks for doing this. Appreciate it very much.
I appreciate it. Have yourself a great day, Paul.
You too. Bye-bye.